All right, so today let's talk about volunteering. Everyone loves that feeling of giving back, you know? But have you ever thought that having a truly great resume could actually help you make an even bigger impact?
It's so true. You might not think you need a resume when you're not getting paid. It's volunteering after all. But honestly, a really well-crafted resume can be like your secret weapon for getting those incredible volunteer opportunities.
I get it. I was a little skeptical too, to be honest. But this Resume Genius article, the one we're looking at for this deep dive, it really opened my eyes. It's like the right resume helps you stand out and shows you're serious, that you really want to make a difference.
Totally. It's like this, or organizations that have those really impactful volunteer programs, they're searching for dedicated people who are passionate about their cause. And a resume is how you show them that. That you've got the skills and the drive to make a real contribution. And actually, you know, there's research showing resumes with like actual numbers and results on them are something like 40% more likely to get noticed even for volunteer stuff.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that makes total sense. So how do we get out of that resume for a paying job mindset and create something that's specifically for volunteering?
It's a bit of a shift, yeah. Instead of just listing out your job duties from old jobs, you really want to highlight the experiences and skills that would be great in a volunteer setting. Like, for example, say you used to organize like team events at your old company that shows you've got leadership skills and event planning experience. Those would be so valuable to, say, a nonprofit that's putting together a big fundraising gala.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean. That's a good example. But let's get into the details a bit. The article talks about how important it is to use numbers in your volunteer resume. What's that all about?
That's a great question. It's all about really painting a clear picture of what you achieved, the impact you made. So instead of just saying, helped out at a community garden, which is great, don't get me wrong, you could say, volunteered at a community garden, which contributed to a 20% increase in donations of fresh produce to local food banks. Big difference, right?
Wow. Yeah. Now that you say it like that, now I totally get exactly what you achieved. It wasn't just helping out. You were a big part of their success.
And that's exactly it. It's called quantifying your achievements. Basically, you go beyond just listing tasks. You're actually showing the value you brought. Imagine you want to volunteer at an animal shelter, right? Instead of just putting on your resume cared for animals, you could write, cared for an average of 10 shelter animals per week, giving them food and water and socializing them to increase their chances of getting adopted.
Okay, yeah, that is way more powerful. You instantly connect with their mission on such a deeper level. You know what? I'm starting to think I need to redo my own volunteer resume.
I think that's a fantastic idea. Now let's look at another really important part of making a really great volunteer resume, showing off both your hard skills and soft skills.
Okay, so hard skills and soft skills. This is something I think a lot of people get a little confused about, even outside of volunteering.
Yeah, for sure. It's really easy to only focus on the technical stuff, but those soft skills, those are so important, especially when you're working with people like you often are when you volunteer.
True, true. So remind me, what's the difference again?
Right. So hard skills are those concrete abilities, the things you learn how to do, like CPR certification or knowing how to use certain software or even like speaking another language. You often see them listed right there in the job description or for a volunteer position. But soft skills, those are more about how you are with other people, your personality, how you communicate, your work ethic.
Okay, that makes sense. So I get why you'd put CPR certified on a volunteer resume if you're applying to be a lifeguard. But how do you actually show off those soft skills? It seems a bit more, I don't know, subjective maybe.
Yeah, you're right. It takes a little more thought, I guess.
Yeah.
But you can totally do it. Remember those examples in the Resume Genius article? They were talking about skills like patient care and like medical terminology for someone volunteering at a hospital. Right. Those are hard skills. But then they also talked about emphasizing things like empathy and patience, which you need when you're working with patients. Those are the soft skills.
That's right. And they used really strong action verbs to make those soft skills really stand out. Instead of just helped patients, it was something more like assisted nurses with patient intake and made sure they felt comfortable and understood everything. It's a small change, but it makes a difference.
Exactly. So think about your own experiences volunteering. Have you ever been in a situation where, like, you had to stay calm even though things were really stressful? Or maybe you had to figure out how to resolve a conflict or deal with a last-minute change of plans? Those are all really valuable soft skills, and you can totally include them on your resume.
Oh, for sure. I've had to think on my feet plenty of times while I was volunteering, but I never really thought about putting it on my resume. It seems almost too obvious. you know?
I know what you mean. That's the thing about soft skills. We don't always realize how important they are because they just come naturally to us. But honestly, they can really make you stand out, especially when you're volunteering, because that's all about passion and dedication.
Right.
You're so right. And speaking of different settings, I really liked how that Resume Genius article had examples for all these different kinds of volunteer resumes, like for hospitals, food banks, even churches.
Yeah. They totally get that the skills you'd want to highlight at, say, a food bank are going to be different from what you'd want to highlight at a church, for example. Like, a food bank resume might focus on how organized you are, your efficiency, how well you work with a team. But for a church, it might be more about compassion and community engagement, those kinds of interpersonal skills.
It's like you're speaking their language, adapting what you've done to the specific role, and showing the skills they care about most.
Exactly. You're showing them you understand what they need and how your skills and what you're passionate about fit with their mission.
And how better to do that than with an awesome resume summary? That's your chance to make a really strong first impression. It's true. The resume summary is like the thing that grabs their attention right away, like the headline for your volunteer journey you want to make them want to keep reading.
It's like your super quick elevator pitch, you know? Like a tiny version of your volunteer mission statement. The Resume Genius article had this really great example. It was about a student who was applying to be a mentor to kids, right? And their summary talked about how much they love education and want to help kids learn and grow. It was short, but it really got the point across.
I love that. You learn everything you need to know about why they're volunteering and what they're good at, all in just a couple of sentences.
Yeah.
So how do we make a summary that good? Is there like a formula we should follow?
Well, there's not like one magic formula that works for everything, but a really good resume summary for volunteering usually has three main parts: your skills, especially the ones that fit the job, what you're passionate about, and how all of that lines up with what the organization is trying to do.
Oh, okay. I see. So like with that animal shelter example we were talking about, instead of just a general statement about loving animals, it could be more like, I'm passionate about animal welfare, and I've got experience caring for shelter animals and helping them learn to socialize. I want to use my skills to help, name a shelter, find good homes for all their pets, something like that.
Exactly. You got it. You just put your skills, your passion, and how well you understand their mission all into a few sentences. That's what's going to make them really pay attention. You know, this whole deep dive has really got me thinking about the bigger picture of volunteering. You know, it's not just about checking something off a list. It's about finding those causes you really care about and using your skills to help them out.
Totally. It's about finding those opportunities where you can really make a difference and just feel good about giving back.
Yeah.
And hey, you never know. Maybe the volunteer position could even turn into a whole new career.
You're absolutely right. Volunteering can open up so many doors. You can learn new skills, meet people, even find out you're good at something you never even thought about. It's really a win-win for everyone.
It really is. So for everyone listening who's feeling inspired to fix up their volunteer resumes and find some awesome opportunities, what's one last piece of advice you'd want them to remember?
Just be yourself. Don't be afraid to let your passions shine through. Your enthusiasm and wanting to help out, those are just as important as any skill. Let your true self guide you, and you'll find volunteer opportunities that you love and that make a real difference.
I love that. And here's a little something for you to think about as you go out there and make a difference. Think back to a time you were volunteering and you were really enjoying yourself when you felt super energized and inspired. What skills were you using then? Maybe there are some hidden talents inside you just waiting to come out and be shared with the world. Until next time, happy volunteering, everyone.